that Fred. 2 o'clock this morning, he tiptoes into the house, steps on the cat's tail, drops his bowling ball, and wakes up the whole family. It took me an hour to get Pebbles back to sleep.
Barney tried to sneak in, too, and was I mad. I really pulled him off.
What kind of a bowling match lasts until 2 in the morning?
You wait and see. Barney will bring me home a bouquet of flowers tonight and try to sweet-talk me into forgiving him.
There. The dishes are all stacked. These automatic dishwashers are wonderful. You just push the button, and your work is done.
Not for me, it ain't, man. Did you ever see such a stack of dirty dishes?
Mailman! Special delivery for Wilma Flintstone.
For me? From who?
I don't know, ma'am. Never read them. Just deliver them.
Anything wrong, Wilma?
No, it's a letter from my mother. Listen to this. Dear children, just a line to let you know I've decided to sell my house and move in with my favorite son-in-law and his wife. See you next Friday. Love, Mother. Oh, Betty, isn't it marvelous? Mother is coming to live with us.
How nice! But what about Fred? You know he doesn't get along with your mother. He's gonna be a bear.
True. But this bear has a sweet tooth. And before he starts growling, I'm gonna drown him in honey.
You're watching 1965 on Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
Flowers? What are you... So you come home a little late. So what?
Well, it's either flowers or no dinner, Fred. You don't know Betty.
She's no different than Wilma. You gotta show them who's boss, Barney. Now, when I left this morning, I told Wilma what I wanted for dinner and when I wanted it. And when I get home, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, that's what I think, too. You better take some flowers with you.
Are you kidding? Come on inside a minute, Barney. I'm gonna show you how to handle women. Now, the first lesson you gotta learn is to use an iron fist in a velvet glove. Now, watch me. Wilma, get dinner on the table. I'm home.
Oh, boy, are you asking for it.
Sweetheart, you're home. Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Did my babykins have a rough day today? You wash up, dear. I'll get your slippers and light the candles. We're having your favorite dish tonight, roast brontosaurus.
Gee, it works. The old iron fist and a velvet glove really works. Oh, I'm surprised.
To tell the truth, I'm a little surprised myself.
And Rocky comes back with a left to the jaw that staggers Stoney, and there goes the bell, ending round two.
Oh, some fight, huh, Pebbles?
Fight.
Oh, you got some left hook there, honey. Maybe I ought to put you in the ring. Okay, Dino, you could be a traitor, okay.
Oh, Fred, darling, I have one more slab of marble cake left. Would you like to finish it off?
No, thanks, honey. I'm too full. Quiet, everybody. Round three's coming up.
Rocky swings to Stoney's head and connects. Stoney faints with his left and staggers Rocky with a hard right. Rocky brings one up from the floor and Stoney covers up. Another right, left, right, and Stoney goes down.
Come on, Stoney, get up! Get up!
Stoney's on his
Fred,
feet
again, and he swings. Could I ask you one little teensy favor?
Right. Sure, sweetheart. Anything at all. Stoney, come on, Stoney, get the old one, too!
I got a letter from Mother today, and she sold her house.
That's nice. That's it, Stoney. Let him have it.
She said she wants to move in with her favorite son-in-law. Is it okay if she comes to live with us, Fred?
Sure, Wilma, sure. Anything you say, attaboy, Stoney. Keep jamming with that left.
Oh, thanks, dear. Mother will move in next Friday.
That's fine, fine. Ain't this a great fight, honey? Come on, Stoney, come on! Her mother? Moving in next Friday? Hey, Wilma, just a minute.
Sorry, dear, but you said it was okay.
How about that? I've been KO'd by my own velvet fist in the iron glove. Oh, shut up.
So the old iron fist caught you right in the kisser, Fred.
Yeah, and I went down for the count. I never thought Wilma would sneak my mother-in-law in the house while I wasn't looking.
Well, cheer up, Fred. It could be worse.
Yeah, how?
Well, suppose that, well, imagine if, that is, what if, boy, that Wilma sure is sneaky.
Hey, what's going on?
Tearing up the road, I guess. The detour sign says to turn left.
All right, so we turn left. Let's go.
Uh-oh, there's another sign. This one says, climb hill.
Boy, they must think we're goats. Where are we, Barney?
Gee, I don't know. But the sign says, go down the hill. Proceed 10 feet.
Turn right.
You have arrived.
Arrived? Arrived where?
Stony Acres. Welcome to paradise, gentlemen. The finest homes west of Bedrock for the discriminating buyer.
A real estate agent.
Hey, what is this? We don't want to buy a house. We want to play golf.
And why not? Plenty of space and fresh air up here. And are you lucky? 20,000 buys this beauty. You can move right in and tee off from the front lawn.
Are you kidding? This dump isn't worth 20,000?
Right you are, sir. That's why I'm letting you have it for 10.
Boy, what a nerve. Asking 10,000 for that crummy old shack.
Five?
It ain't worth 5 either.
Oh, you gentlemen are sharp. I can see that. But I like you. That's why I'm going to let you steal it from me for a cool 1,000. And I'll throw in the water rights.
Hey, look, buddy, you got us up here on a low-down trick. Now beat it before I get mad. Here, come on, Fred. We wasted enough time. Let's go.
I'll, give you $100 for it.
Sold! Congratulations, chump. I mean, sir, just put your name on this bill of sale.
Hey, Fred, what are you doing?
Buying a house, Barney. Where do I sign?
Right there on the dotted line. Oh, you'll love living in Stony Acres. Lots of privacy. No neighbors crowding you in. In fact, no neighbors.
There you are.
Thank you, sir. And good luck with your new home. You're gonna need it.
Well, what do you think of it, Barney?
I think it isn't even fit for Dino to live in.
It wasn't meant for Dino to live in. I had another member of the family in mind.
Surely you don't mean your mother-in-law.
Why not? This ain't such a bad place. A little fresh paint. And a little fixing here and there, and this place will look great.
Gee, I don't know, Fred.
It'll be a challenge, Barn. We can do it.
We?
Sure. I wouldn't deprive my best friend of a little fun.
Honest, Fred, sometimes I wish you had a different best friend.
You're watching 1965 on Boomerang from Cartoon Network.
Morning, Wilma. I brought Bam Bam over to play with Pebbles.
Sit down, Betty. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Here you are, Pebbles. I'm sure you two have lots to talk about also.
Bam, 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 bam!
I just don't understand it, Betty. Fred hasn't complained at all about Mother living with us.
Not even once?
No. And furthermore, where do Fred and Barney disappear to all day?
Well, Barney says they're playing golf.
That's what Fred says, but when I call the club, he's never there.
Wilma, you don't suppose...
Uh-huh. I'm afraid it's one of 3 reasons. Blonde, brunette, or redhead.
Oh, Wilma, what'll we do?
First, we make sure that I'm right. And if I am...
It's a lump on the head for Barney.
and 2 lumps for Fred.
Boy, I don't think this lawn has been mowed for a year. Nice work, Barney. You're doing a swell job.
I'm doing the swell job, mister. And I got the sticky tail feathers to prove it.
I gotta admit, it looks pretty good.
Hey, watch out, Barney. There's a loose stone.
Where?
Barney, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, Fred. But maybe we ought to start on the inside and work out.
What a mess. I hardly know where to begin.
Hey, let's begin by forgetting the whole thing and going home, huh?
Oh, cut it out, Barney. This place needs a little cleaning up. Look, there's furniture and everything.
Yeah. I wonder what all the rocks are for.
Maybe it's to keep the furniture in place. This floor's got an awful tilt to it. All we gotta do is roll them outside, like this. Okay, so the floor isn't level. We can fix that later.
Fred, are you sure your mother-in-law is gonna go for this idea?
Why not? She'll be close to Wilma, but she'll have her own little castle.
Oh, boy. Calling this dump a castle is like calling your mother-in-law Miss America.
don't worry. By the time we're through cleaning up this place, you won't recognize it. If there's one thing I know about, it's houses. And this one is as solid as a rock. Oh, well. I'll borrow the bulldozer at work and clean it up in the morning.
Okay, Fred, send up another rock.
One rock coming up.
Put it right there, Fred. Boy, I'm enjoying this. I'm glad the boss let me take a few days off.
Yeah, my boss gave me a week's leave of absence. But I gotta return the favor.
Oh, Fred.
Well, if his mother-in-law comes to town, she moves in here with my mother-in-law.
Hey, you know something, Fred? For 2 guys who don't know what they're doing, we're doing it pretty good.
Yeah, when you realize you're just a couple of amateurs.
Who needs professionals? Uh-oh, the ladder is slipping.
Careful, Barney! Barney, are you all right?
I'm okay. Lucky I fell into this trough of quick dry mortar.
Quick dry mortar? Oh, no. Boy. Of all the stupid things to do, you can do the stupidest. Honest, Barney, if you wasn't my best friend, I wouldn't let you help me. Now hold still.
As I was saying, Fred, we need professionals. Call the union.
I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Slate.
Oh, he hasn't, huh? Well, thank you very much. You're right, Wilma. Something is going on. Barney has taken time off.
So has Fred, and he never mentioned a word about it.
What's our next move, Wilma?
I don't know yet. Let me think.
What's keeping those guys?
Did you call the union again?
Yeah, they said they were sending up their best plumber and carpenter 2 hours ago.
Hey, that must be the plumber.
And that must be the carpenter.
Hi, Marvin.
Hi, Alex. How's every little thing?
At $20 an hour, how should it be? My stocks are down, but my golf game is up. That's the plumber and the carpenter.
$20 an hour?
How's the new house, Marv?
Fine, but I'm having trouble with the servants' pool.
Why don't you call a plumber?
Are you kidding? I'm much too expensive.
Hey, that's a hot one. I'm much too expensive. Hey, that's very funny, huh, Fred?
Yeah, that's very funny.
Walls need internal bracing, and the roof needs new beams. A little glue here and there, and it might stand up if we're lucky.
Look, pal, how much is all this going to cost me?
Oh, you'll have to take that up with my agent, Mr. Flintstone. Now, let's get started. Will you please hand me that beam?
Yeah, sure.
That's the one, Mr. Flintstone. Now, place it right here against the wall.
Holy mackerel! This is heavy! Hey, how about give me a hand?
Oh, can't, Mr. Flintstone. It's my coffee break. The union rules, you know.
That's fine, rubble. Just dump those rocks anyplace and get the pipes in the house.
Watch it, Flintstone.
You're joisting those beams too close.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. This gonna sit up, gonna sit up.
All right, men, all together now. Lift. We've got to get that floor level, you know.
A little higher, men, a little higher.
3 o'clock already? My, how time flies when you're busy.
Isn't it the truth?
Hey, where are you guys going?
Quitting time. Union rules, you know. Adios, Marvin.
Arrivederci, Alex. See you at the club.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I keep thinking about that funny joke the plumber made. I'm too expensive, he says.
Shut up!
Sorry, Fred.
They're home, Wilma.
Good. Now remember, when they ask for dinner, we'll tell them to get it themselves.
Yeah, and we'll pretend we're going out.
But we won't tell them where or with whom.
We'll fight fire with fire.
We'll drive them crazy with jealousy.
We'll play it real cool.
Gee, Fred, do we have to put up the wallpaper tonight? I'm pooped.
We gotta finish it, Barney. Wilma's mother arrives tomorrow. I will get some flour out of the kitchen to make some paste with and get right back to work.
Here they come. They didn't even notice us.
Just headed straight for the kitchen.
Here's the flour, Barney. Get a couple of bags.
Do we really have to go out again, Fred?
Of course we have to go out. This is Thursday night, remember?
You're going out again tonight.
Well, suppose she don't like it.
Well, she better like it. This thing has costed me a fortune.
The hussy. Fred's spending a fortune on her.
Some nerve.
Oh, hiya, Wilma.
Hiya, Betty.
Oh, Fred, Betty and I are going out tonight.
That's nice, dear.
We're late now.
So you and Barney will just have to fix your own dinner.
You're gone.
Well, we sure drove them crazy, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Nothing like playing it real cool. Now what, Mastermind?
We followed them.
Come on, Barney, step on it. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Where are they going?
Beats me. What kind of nightclub could be up in this wilderness?
What's that?
I have news for you, Betty. That is no nightclub. That is a hideout.
Ooh! Wait till I get my hands on that Barney.
You know how to put this stuff up, Fred?
Oh, sure. Nothing to it. First, you put the paste on the wall, making sure it's good and wet.
That all?
No, dummy head. You gotta put the paper up. Like this. You get it?
Oh, sure. First, I put the paste on the wall.
That's it, Barney. You're doing fine.
Then I put the paper up. Like this. How's that? Gee, Fred, get me down.
Oh, Barney, you look ridiculous.
You don't look so dignified yourself, Fred.
Why, there's not a girl in sight.
And look, Wilma, over the fireplace. Isn't that a picture of your mother?
It certainly is. What's going on here?
And where's Barney?
Right here, Betty. And if you want to know where Fred is, he's hung up, too.
All right, Wilma. Do me a favor, honey. Get me down, will you?
There. Now the little nest is finished.
Oh, you girls amaze me.
I gotta hand it to you two. This place looks great.
I'm proud of you, Fred. I think it was wonderful of you to buy this house for Mother.
You do? Well, I thought maybe you'd be sore at me.
I still don't understand why you got this place so cheap.
Well, Betty, I happen to know how to bargain. And when that salesman told me I could have all the water rights to the place, I knew that I was getting more than I bargained for.
You're right, Fred. You got about 100 gallons of water you didn't bargain for.
Wah, 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 wah.
Water rights, eh?
No wonder you got it so cheap. This house is built right over an artesian well.
Yeah, well, I know all about that, but I outfoxed them anyway because I plan to,
Plan to what, Fred? Buy Mother a deep-sea diving suit?
No, to, move the house, that's what. Yes, sir. According to my calculations, this house will fit right into my backyard.
Speaking of calculations, shouldn't we be pulling the house instead of pushing it?
Of course not. I know about physics. It's a matter of levitation versus gravity.
Sounds legal-like. Hey, we're going downhill, Fred. Slow her up.
Whoa, Tessie, whoa!
Well, it looks like levitation versus gravity just lost our first case. And according to my calculations, we're going to hit that clump of trees.
Look, here comes Mother. Woo-hoo! Mother!
Well, I made it. Right on time, too.
Got any ideas, Barney?
Yeah, I got a good one, but I don't think Wilma wants to be a widow.
This thing's gotta go over the edge in a minute.
Hey, we better jump.
Ready?
Get set,
jump!
Really, Mother, you should wait to see Fred.
Haven't got time, honey. Gotta hit the road.
Here they are.
Fred, what happened?
It's a long story, Wilma. Oh, hiya, Ma.
Hello, Sonny. Stand up straight. Say, Wilma, doesn't that boy ever bathe?
I have some bad news to tell you, Fred.
And I have some bad news to tell you.
When Mother said she was going to stay with her favorite son-in-law and his wife, she didn't mean us.
She didn't?
She met my sister and her husband who live in Gravelton.
Don't see how you could have thought otherwise. Just stop by to say hello.
You mean you're not going to live with us?
No offense meant, Sonny, but I wouldn't move here with you unless I had my own house. Well, so long, honey. I'll drop you a line from Gravelton. Arrivederci.
Goodbye, Mother.
Bye.
Can you imagine? I misunderstood her letter.
I think it's the funniest thing I ever heard.
Come to think of it, Fred, it is kind of funny at that. All the work we did.
We did work hard, didn't we?
Yeah. And then the house got busted.
Into a million pieces.
And all that money you spent.
Yeah. $1,000 down the drain.
What's the matter, Fred?
$1,000 down the drain. What am I laughing at?
No, there, Fred. Pull yourself together. Come on over to my place. Oh, boy, if there's one thing I can't stand is to see a grown man cry.
$1,000 down the drain.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family.